get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
I want you to know that when we surrender our life to Jesus totally, when we'll cease to struggle ourselves with Jesus, then we will start enjoying what He has to offer to us. Jesus has a lot of goodies for you. Jesus has a lot of blessings for you. Jesus has a lot of blessings available for you. But first of all, you need to surrender to Him totally. God also revalidated His word in Genesis 13, verse 16, which says, "And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered." That is what God said to Abraham. God spoke to Abraham in Genesis again, chapter 15, verse 5 to verse 6, "And He brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And He said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and He counted it to him for righteousness." He counted it to him for righteousness. He counted it to him for righteousness. I want us to rise up on our feet and pray unto God, saying, "Father, help me to believe in your word." Some people can argue with the word because the eyes of their understanding is not open. They may not really understand what God is saying in that aspect. So they were like, "Can this thing be true?" Maybe they just write it like that. Maybe they just think about it. No, every word of God is truth. Every word of God is truth. I want us to open and say, "Father, help me to believe your word. Help me to fully and completely believe your word." Open your mouth and pray unto God. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of glory, Lord Jesus, help me to completely believe your word. Help me, Jesus, to completely believe your word. To completely believe what you have said in your word. Help me, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The devil is so trickish. Can make a barren woman to like, "Do you think God really or God truly gave Sarah that child? Are you sure that truly, that Anna, it was when she went to Shiloh that God gave her Samuel? Are you sure that truly that it was God that made Elizabeth to give birth?" The devil is so trickish. And the thing is that the devil can even use those who are close to you to deceive you on this matter. I pray in the name of Jesus, in any areas that your faith is failing, in the name of Jesus, the life of Jesus comes upon your faith right now. In any aspect that your faith in the word of God, in any aspect that your faith in Jesus is already failing, in the name of Jesus, the life of Christ comes upon it. That your faith is coming back to life right now. Your faith in Jesus, your faith in the word of God is coming back to life right now in Jesus' name. When Abraham was 99 years old, God spoke to him in Genesis 17, verse 1 to verse 9. God spoke to him, "Walk with me and be thou perfect." God appeared unto Abraham in Genesis 18, verse 1 to verse 16. God also visited Sarah, Abraham's wife, and fulfilled his word unto Abraham in Genesis 21, verse 1 to verse 7, which says, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived and bare Abraham his son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him." I want you to rise up and pray unto God and say, "Lord Jesus, my faith in you must not die. What I'm trusting you for, Lord Jesus, help me to wait till the end. My faith in you must not die. Those good things I'm trusting you for. Lord Jesus, help me to wait on you until it gets delivered unto me." Open your mouth and pray unto God. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of glory, I pray unto you. Jesus, my faith in you must not die. My faith in you must not die. Those good things I'm trusting you for. These good things I'm looking up to you for. Oh Lord Jesus, help me, oh Lord. Strengthen my faith to wait on you until it gets delivered to me. Lord Jesus, strengthen my faith. Lord Jesus, strengthen my faith to wait on you until it gets delivered unto me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The faith of Sarah is already getting dead. Even the faith of Abraham, but Jesus, God himself, never leave them alone. Even when Sarah laughed, God still fulfilled his word. Even when Abraham was failing in faith, God still helped him. I want you to open your mouth and pray unto God and say, "Father, even though I'm giving up on this matter, oh Lord, help me. Even though my faith is failing on this matter," you know what you are praying up to God for. Maybe you have been waiting on God for the fruit of the womb like Sarah. Maybe you have been trusting God for a better job. Maybe you have been looking up to God for a change of story. I want you to commit that unto God right now. Say, "Lord Jesus, even though my faith is failing, even though my confidence in you concerning this matter is weakened, help me, Jesus." Open your mouth and pray unto God right now. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of glory, I pray unto you. Even though my faith in you is failing, even though my confidence in you is weakened concerning this matter, concerning this case, Lord Jesus, I call unto you. I need your help right now. Bring my faith to life. Bring my faith to life and turn things around for my good. Bring my faith to life, Lord Jesus. You did it for Sarah. You did it for Abraham. You did it for them, O Lord. Father, you can do it for me also. Jesus, you can do it for me also. Let my faith come back to life. Lord Jesus, let my faith come back to life. Let me enjoy fulfillment of your prophecy concerning me. Lord Jesus, let me enjoy the fulfillment of your promises in my life. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Isaac came as a result of divine visitation. And according to the declaration of God in time past, Isaac fulfilled destiny. I pray in the name of Jesus, you also will fulfill destiny. In the name of Jesus, you will also fulfill destiny. Isaac fulfilled destiny according to the declaration of God. God began to fulfill his word in Genesis 21, verse 12. God tested the faith of Abraham in Genesis 22, verse 1 to verse 18. And God blessed the seed of Abraham again. It was God that promised Abraham Isaac. It was still the same God that said Abraham should come and sacrifice Isaac. Remember, God said, I know that you will be father of nations and you will lead your children in my ways. God has called Abraham father of nations, but it was still the same God that said Abraham should come and sacrifice Isaac. That is a test of his faith. I want us to rise up on our feet and pray unto God right now. Say, Father, help me not to fail the test of my faith. When God do that thing you are praying unto him about, you have been waiting up to God for the fruit of the womb. Now, God has now blessed you with twins. God has blessed you with triplets. God has blessed you with children. Will you not say it is those children again that are the one that does not allow you to serve God very well? Won't that be the reason why you will cease to fellowship in God's house? You have been praying unto God for a good job. Now, God has blessed you with contracts. God has opened doors of opportunities for you. Now, won't that job, won't that contract, won't that open doors now be the reason why you will not serve God again? I want you to open your mouth and pray unto God, saying, Father, help me to not fail the test of my faith. Help me, Jesus, not to fail the test of my faith. Open your mouth and pray unto God very well. In the name of Jesus, Father, I need your grace. I need your help. I don't want to fail the test of my faith. Lord Jesus, I don't want to fail the test of my faith. Lord Jesus, help me, help me, help me, help me. Lord Jesus, help me, help me. I don't want to fail the test of my faith. Help me, Jesus, not to fail the test of my faith. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
God blessed the seed of Abraham again when Abraham passed the test. Throughout the lifetime of Isaac, he never lacked any good thing. I pray you will not lack any good thing. When we pass the test of our faith, there is always a reward for it. When we pass the test of our faith, there is always a reward to it. Almighty God helped Abraham when he asked him to come and sacrifice Isaac. If Abraham had withdrawn from sacrificing Isaac, it's only God that knows what Abraham will have missed. Isaac's wife was fruitful and gave birth to twins. Isaac reigned. He conquered every accusation. He died in a good old age. In that book of Genesis 35, verse 27 to 29, Isaac's life was full of blessing and fulfillment. He never lacked favor. He enjoyed all the way. He enjoyed all the way. Isaac enjoyed all the way. I want us to open our mouth and pray unto God right now and say, Father, the fulfillment of your promise over my life shall not turn to a trial for me. The fulfillment of your promise for me shall not turn to trials. Open your mouth and pray unto God. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of glory, I pray unto you. Lord Jesus, the fulfillment of your promise in my life shall not turn to a trial for me. It shall not turn to a trial for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, Ancient of Days, the fulfillment of your promise in my life shall not turn to a trial for me. the fulfillment of your promise in my marriage shall not turn to a trial for me. The fulfillment of your promise in my career shall not turn to a trial for me. The fulfillment of your promise in the work of my hand shall not turn to a trial for me. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. The blessing of God upon his father, Abraham, was speaking loud in his life. The blessing of God in the life of Abraham was speaking loudly in the life of Isaac. Isaac saw his children's children. Indeed, he was a child of promise. Indeed, Isaac was a child of promise. Remember that book of Galatians 4, verse 28 says, now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. We are promised children. We are children of promise. You should live under the blessing which Isaac dwelt all his days. We should live under that promise. Isaac dwelt under the Abraham's covenant. The word has said, if you are born again, you are a child of promise. If you are born again, you are a child of promise. And what Isaac enjoyed, you also should enjoy it. I want us to rise up on our feet and pray unto God. Say, Father, let the promise, Abrahamic covenant, speak in my life. Let your promise on Isaac manifest in my life. Open your mouth and pray unto God. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of glory, I pray, the Abrahamic covenant, your promise on Isaac, let it speak in my life, O Lord. Let it manifest in my life, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ancient of Days, let the Abrahamic covenant, the Abrahamic promise, speak in my life. Let it manifest in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I like you to know that the generation of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob still exist today. They still exist today. Nation called Israel. They are called nation Israel. You can come under the same covenant by new births and live in the consciousness of what you believe. Hallelujah. You can come under that covenant. Hear this. You are among the children of promise. You should not live ordinary human life. You are not ordinary. Say, I'm not ordinary. Shout and say, I'm not ordinary. You are not ordinary. I want us to open our mouth and pray unto God. You should live a life of affluence all the days of your life. You should ride the best of cars. Live a life that glorifies God. I want us to open our mouth and pray unto God. Say, Father, in any area that I have been living less than what you have ordained me to be, in the name of Jesus, by your mighty hand, lift me up to where I should be. Open your mouth and pray unto God. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of glory, I pray, in any area I've been living under what you have ordained me to be, in any area I have been living lower than what you have ordained me to be, by your mighty hand, O Lord, bring me, O Lord, into where you have ordained my life to dwell in. By your mighty hand, bring me out of my low estate to where you have appointed me to live in. In the name of Jesus, In any area, I have been living lower than your standard. In any area, I have been living lower than your standard for me. By your mighty hand, Father, bring me out, O Lord. Bring me out, O Lord, and position me to your level, to your standard for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You will rule your world in Jesus' name. The blessing of God upon Father Abraham will speak louder in your life in the name of Jesus. You are to command respect. You are to be respected. You are to be feared by people. You are to be healthy. You are to win every battle. As small as Israel is today, the bear rules. As small as Israel is today, wherever they are being seen, the bear rules. Because of what? The promise keeps speaking on them. The covenant keeps speaking on them. I want us to rise up in our faith and pray unto God and say, Lord Jesus, help me to manifest in your promise for me. Help me, Jesus, to operate and manifest in the Abrahamic covenant for me. Open your mouth and pray unto God louder. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of Israel, I pray unto you. Help me, Jesus, to operate and manifest in your promise for me. Help me, Jesus, to operate and manifest in the Abrahamic covenant for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to operate. I want to manifest in the Abrahamic covenant. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Savior, to walk, to operate, to manifest in your promise for me. Thank you, Savior, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Everlasting Father, King of Glory, we thank you. Ancient of this, we exalt your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all adorations. Thank you for your word that has come out this hour. I pray in the name of Jesus, the grace to totally surrender to Jesus. The grace to walk with Jesus, the grace not to struggle ourselves with him, comes upon everyone right now in Jesus' name. You need the grace to walk with Jesus. You need the grace to surrender to him. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. I pray we shall not struggle with Jesus. We shall not struggle ourselves with him. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday 10:30 a.m. Fridays 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.